This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. The world-renowned mathematician, pioneer of the Artificial Intelligence Laboratory at MIT and the MIT Media Lab, has died. Seymour Papert was 88 years old. He died last night at his home in Blue Hill, Maine, with his wife, Russia scholar Suzanne Massey, by his side. We spoke with Suzanne Massey this afternoon and expressed our condolences, saying that he will be missed.
Well, it's the world that's sorry for his loss. It really is. You know, he devoted his life to his dream, which was for the 2 billion children in the world who have no education, how to get it to them.
Can you describe what he did in that respect? Because he was really a pioneer in getting computers to be used as a learning tool for children.
Yes. Seymour is the visionary. At that time, computers were an enormous room. One whole room was a computer. And he is the one, the visionary, who first saw the potential of the computer as an instrument of education of children. He is the man who brought it about.
At what point did you meet Seymour Papert?
I met him when I was at the Russian Research Center at Harvard. And one of my friends, acquaintances actually, was just convinced that I should meet this genius from MIT. Well, I sure wasn't interested in a genius from MIT. I thought, MIT, engineers, all that stuff, no. And so, in fact, for the first 3 months when we were dating, I kept saying to him, you're not my type. And he looked at me with his little smile, and he said, well, you haven't done so well with your type. Maybe it's time for you to try a new type.
That was kind of like a cheeky, romantic thing to say.
Well, he was a very romantic man.
That's not what the way people would normally think of him, this pioneer of artificial intelligence.
Oh, this is a very romantic man. And he, you know, when he first asked me out, I kept saying, no, no. And then he called a third time. And he said, well, I thought I'd just go out and get a couple of lobsters and a bottle of Montrachet. Well,
you were hooked.
I said, now you're talking. And I went. And that's how it started.
28 years you were married to Seymour Papert.
Yes, 28 years. A few of them were, let us say, not in official marriage.
Can you tell us, Suzanne, what happened to change his life and yours 10 years ago?
I cannot say enough bad about that. He was asked by the British Knowledge Lab for this great conference, which was an international conference of mathematics educators, all right? And what happened was he had given his talk, and they were crossing the street, and Seymour was hit. He was hit by a motorcyclist, a young man supposedly, quote, under the influence of medicines, who hit him, and he had very severe brain trauma. He was flown home by a Swiss rescue team, and they flew us across the entire world in 18 hours. But he lay in a coma for quite a long time, and no one knew whether he would be a vegetable for the rest of his life.
One of the things that happened, and there's so much more to this story, but one of the things that happened was when he returned to Maine with you, he was, as you say, severely brain damaged.
Yes, he was.
But he was using some of the techniques that he himself helped develop about learning in the laboratory to reteach himself these basic skills.
He did, but believe me, a lot of this went on in his own brain. He didn't tell us. We just saw it as he developed slowly. And I'll tell you that early in when he first was able to speak again, an Italian filmmaker came to do a film about him, and she asked him, it must be very difficult to have to relearn everything. And he said, oh, no, it's very exciting. So it was his scientific mind that was still so disciplined. I can only tell you one thing. To be married to such a man for all those years, we were very, very happy. And he had such a great sense of humor that he never really lost. And he was courageous beyond belief. He was without a doubt the most courageous person I ever knew, because he could get angry sometimes or, you know, annoyed when people were taking care of him. But he never complained. And that last trip before the hospital, one of the last ones where he came back, And I came in the door, and guess what he was doing? He was reading Noam Chomsky. And on top of it, he knew the Shakespeare sonnets by heart. I read them to him, and he used to recite them to me, a romantic man as well, as a great, great scientist.
Suzanne Massey, thank you for all your thoughts.
Thank you very, very much for calling, and whatever you can say about that really great man that I was privileged to be married to for so long.
Suzanne Massey's husband, Seymour Papert, died last night in Blue Hill, Maine. He was 88. He co-founded the MIT Media Lab, the Artificial Intelligence Lab at MIT, and envisioned the use of computers for educating children.